is defined quite clearly, but path, I've not read so much on how path is defined and then their relationship.
Exactly. There is not a succinct definition of it, other than, you know, of course, Eightfold Path, Four Noble Truths, Five Spiritual Faculties, Seven Factors of Awakening, the kind of standard foundations of the practice, or the 37 Bodhipakkhya Dhammas for right efforts, for basis of spiritual accomplishment, five powers, five faculties, seven factors of awakening, four foundations of mindfulness, Eightfold Path. So those are all bases of practice that the Buddha says culminate in insight.
Just in terms of the path, as I think we read it in there, and as I kind of have understood it before, is that the faith follower and the Dhamma follower are considered to be on the path.
They're considered to be on the path to stream entry.
Yeah, so they're the very first attainment.
That's the first attainment. Yeah. So the four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings that we chant, that confuses everybody. Those who are on the path to stream entry, a stream entry, those who are on the path to the other four attainments. So there's kind of an undefined dividing line between somebody who is a kind of interested or kind of practicing and who are actually on the path for stream entry, for realization. And it's not really defined at all. Or not that I've found.
I think, I mean, it's not a real explicit definition, but they have faith in the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha.
Yes.
And a modicum of understanding, wisdom understanding.
Yeah.
Something like, yeah, kind of.
It's squishy.
It's squishy.
It's squishy. Yeah. Which is, you know, quite the reality. I mean, it's sort of, how do you define it? Absolutely, solidly. Because it's, as I said, Ajahn Chah saying, yeah, the language of Dhamma is language of feeling. So it's, you just have to get a feeling for that kind of commitment and that commitment to the training.